afternoon. Mrs. Wright, I'm Dr. Kildare. Now, unfortunately, your usual GP is away today, so I'm going to help you if that's okay.
That's fine. Thank you for seeing me.
Okay, so I've got some notes, but it'd be helpful if you could tell me, in your own words, about the problems you've been having.
Well, Dr. Grimmett asked me to come back and check in about my foot. I've had gout, you see.
Okay, so just remind me, what happened with your gout?
Well, the first time was late last year, about 2 or 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Grimmett had to treat me at home. It was pretty bad. I could hardly walk.
Oh.
We used steroids in the end to get a hold of it. I had the prednisone tablets, 30 milligrams for 5 days.
Right.
All the blood tests showed that I had the tendency to gout from crystals, so Dr. Grimmett gave me the allopurinol, trying to calm that down longer term. The doctor said to contact the clinic if it got worse, or come back around now just to check in.
Right. So we haven't seen you. Is that a good sign?
Well, I had... It was a good job I had the repeat prescription for steroids, because just after Christmas I had a bit of a flare-up again.
Ah.
I suppose I was eating a bit too much rich food and probably had more to drink than normal, but I have been watching it a bit.
Mm.
The doctor recommended I drink more water. He said 8 glasses, a couple of litres. And I've been trying, but it's a lot, you know, and I'm busy. So I don't think I drink more than 6 glasses through the day, but it's definitely more than before.
Right. Well, that's really good to hear. Water can definitely help. So it's great that you're keeping that up. Sorry, do you mind just describing where the swelling was when you had it?
Yes, sure. Well, both times it started down the side, kind of at the base of the second toe on my left foot there.
Mm.
And then the whole foot swelled up across my smaller toes to the outside of my foot.
Ah, I see.
And both times I started getting a lot of pain, and it was all kind of spreading down from that area, and it went across the toes and started swelling up quite badly, really hot and inflamed. But it never goes to the big toe.
Mm.
So the second time, it never swelled up quite as bad as it did before. But I think I caught it in time when I went and got the steroid tablets from the chemist.
Ah, good. So how long did it take to settle down once you started the tablets?
It was a lot better than last time. I went straight back down within a week, so it was a lot better.
Right, and when it settled down completely, is it back to normal?
No, it's never been back to normal. I still have pain on that second toe where it always was right from the start, and I've still got it now.
Right, and how are you getting on with the allopurinol?
Yes, it seems to be better. I don't have any problems with it. I'm taking them okay, but like I say, that second toe is still giving me a little bit of a problem.
I see.
At the time, the doctor actually wondered if it might be a stress fracture, but I had a foot x-ray and that was clear. But I just think it's a bit unusual that it's still sore.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, everything points to gout. And the blood test confirmed that was the most likely thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that toe, it isn't the usual joint, as you know, for gout. It's usually the big joint, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. The big toe is typical.
But when I had the flare-up, the steroids really helped quite quickly. I stopped taking painkillers after 2 days at most.
Mm.
And I feel like it's less severe and we've got a hold of it better. So I guess that means the allopurinol is helping, right?
Yes, I think so. So I'm still quite keen to carry on with that tack.